Houston Apollo, 8, over.
Go ahead, 8. Go ahead, 8.
Well, the REAC didn't work as advertised. It looked like it went on by the scan limit and into the mechanical limit and followed this spin around looking out of the corner of its eye on wide beam. And when this spin came back underneath the spacecraft, why it snapped back on into narrow beam. And apparently never broke lock, or if it did, it was only instantaneously.
Roger, it looked like we did break lock there for about 8 minutes.
Well, we might have broken a two-way lock, but I was still having about ATC of right at the noise level, at the minimum reception level.
All right.
When we get out here in the clear zone, we're definitely out of the scan limit. Why, I'll go ahead and go through the manual and auto lock on sequence and switch over to REAC, and we'll see what it does next time around.
Roger.
Houston, are you able to get high bit rate from the Omnis now, by the way?
Apollo 8, Houston. The Omni high bit rate capability is noisy but usable.
Okay, I think what we'll do here is if I see the high gain definitely going past the scan limit, before I get to the mechanic limit, I'll go ahead and if the REAC feature hasn't taken over, I'll just go ahead and shut it down so that it will main and stop.
We're talking about it now, Bill.
Okay. It's my understanding at the scan warning limit, this thing's supposed to stop tracking and then break a lock and snap on over to the thumb wheel setting.
Roger. That's my understanding, Bill. We're talking about it right now. I'll let you know in just a second.
Yeah, probably, Ken. We're not ever losing the Earth's presence signal.
That's correct. say, Bill, could you tell us what angles this went to? The curve that we have plotted is apparently the RF limit rather than the mechanical limit. And discussing the function of the auto react mode, it looks like it's supposed to shift when it hits the RF limit, which is your should be your inner set of numbers as opposed to the scan warming limit. And if it went inside of that number, could you tell us about what kind of numbers it did go to?
Roger, it went past the caution warning limit to the scan or RF limit, as I understand it. And let me give you a rundown of what it did here.
Okay, say it slowly so I can copy it.
The antenna went to about 330 to 270 yaw, plus 60 to 80 pitch. Coming.
All right.
Okay, the AGC dropped off to what I call our noise level. It was the voltage level, and the AGC measured it, integrated where the noise broke in. It's about the 11 o'clock position of the gauge. And it looked like it was switching beam widths there off and on. It would pulse up and down. And a couple of times it dropped to full scale low very briefly.
Okay, you've got some marks on that AGC that should register in volts, I believe. Do you have an indication other than 11 o'clock?
Well, unfortunately, the numbers never got on here. If you look on that chart that Fred Hayes has, it shows one at the 11 o'clock position, which is the noise level. I don't remember what the voltage was. I might have it on my systems book, though.
Bill.
A bit of information that when the antenna did snap back in, it went to yaw 80, pitch minus 5, with verb 64 reading plus 67 for yaw and minus 10 for pitch.
Okay, yeah, copy all that. I think you have four or five marks on that power meter, don't you? From what you're saying, I take it it's between marks 2 and 4.
Yeah, stand by a second. Stand by, Ken. I'll tell you what that hole is.
Thank you.
Okay, it went to about hovering around 2.4 to 3 volts.
Okay, thank you.